Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, yeah. Get a little jump, a little afternoon delight right here on the Mighty 92.9.
So this would be on the Day Day exclusive dorm room mixtape.
Love in the afternoon with Day Day, Carl.
Let me tell you something. The Secret Garden still goes hard.
You know how you guys talked about how the Marvel movie reintroduced Robert Redford? Yeah. This did that with Barry White.
True.
He was introduced to a lot of the younger people because remember he came out with an album not too long after this.
Yeah.
I'll take good care.
You know who produced this?
Quincy Jones.
The dude.
Oh, my goodness.
This was the back on the block.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
My man O caught me off guard with that.
Yeah, if you're just getting into the show, we finished up with Guy Talk, mentioned the passing of Robert Redford, talking about his amazing movies. Carl said he's still relevant because it was a water cooler moment movie that everybody was talking about in pop culture with Indecent Proposal.
Yeah.
Which got us into the Sade song, which got us into the music that Day Day used to make Nookie to.
Well, I wouldn't call it Nookie. Hey, man, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man.
All right, guys. Falcons injury update. We're going to get you caught up. Also, we're going to talk more about what Dave Archer had to say to us. If you missed his interview, talking about the good and the bad of what went down in this Vikings game and why we could feel so good about heading into the Carolina game, because that's next up, guys. And it's going to be a big contest for us. Look, I'd love to go 2-1, but more importantly, Mike, pick up a division win. We lost against Tampa Bay. They won last night. It was not a division game, but they beat the Houston Texans 2019 as Baker Mayfield basically willed them to another victory. But as we talk about the Falcons, here's the thing. The O-line looked really good against the Vikings. Mm. And why did they look so good in week two and not so good in week one? And Chris Lindstrom was asked this question, Mike, because everybody's like, what was the difference? Why were we able to run the ball effectively this way against the Vikings and not so much against the Bucs? Here's Lindstrom.
Just really, really focused on the details of things and not getting lost in just our communication aspect in terms of our combinations. I think we were hyper vigilant about communicating to each other and leaving less unblocked guys in the hole. And I think we did a great job last night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they did the via Zoom call on Monday, and so he's talking about that. It was asked the question. But listen, if it's attention to details, Mike, and here's the other thing. We didn't know how long it was going to take for him and Elijah Wilkinson to start working together and being that team that him and Caleb had developed where they're thinking the same way. But he's saying, man, we're on the same page, and he's happy with the way things are going with those two guys.
And that's great to hear. Like, as we said, look, we know that there were certain difficulties that Vita Vea and that really rough and tumble Bucs defensive line presented. Kalijah Kansi's out, by the way, right? He got injured last night in that early of the two Monday night games. But, yeah, the good news is if you're making a real concerted effort and you got it done, we know that Minnesota was missing some key pieces on defense. So what? We're going to talk about a piece we may be missing for a while coming up here on our defense, but that's good to hear. And now you look at, same thing, a very big, aggressive defense, and we talked about it, Dave Archer pointed out, the Carolina Panthers had money to spend in free agency, and they really did double down on their defense, their front seven. So that's something we're going to be concerned with on Sunday.
Well, remember one of the things that we talked about during the summer for us, or even going into the draft, I said, we got to get bigger. Size, right? I wanted bigger guys. And our defensive line is bigger. They wanted more size. And they went and got it and paid for it. Here is Chris Lindstrom talking about that size up front. Guys, his name's Derrick Brown. We have to block this dude on Sunday if we're going to have the kind of success running the ball that we did last week.
They got a lot of talent on there. They brought in some really good guys too. Wharton in, from Kansas City is a very good player. And obviously Derek missed last year with an injury, and he's back. And, you know, he's probably one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. And we have a ton of respect for him, the way he plays, the hustle and effort he plays with. And he's an every down player. So big challenge ahead for us.
Yeah, he's just disruptive. Mm. Like in passing situations, this is the first week where I'm going to go, Michael Penix, get rid of the football because this guy's coming up the middle.
Right.
Like he's going to be pushing guys back into your face. We got to get rid of the football because he's just that good, Mike. And when he's healthy, he's a dude.
Right. And we talked about it with the Water Boys conversation. They're from D-Led. D-Led was saying, Penix struggles with underneath throws. And I'm like, really? I mean, he has touch. You got the touch. You got the power. I mean, looked pretty good dumping it off to Bijan in week one. I don't know.
Boogie Nights reference.
I mean, I don't know if D-Led. I looked at the scouter report from NFL Network. I didn't see anything about him struggling with the underneath stuff. Sometimes footwork, yeah, that will throw a ball off kilter. And Dave Archer mentioned a couple guys kind of didn't really do what they were supposed to be doing on some of those weird throws in the red zone, which we thought, aha. He threw a tremendous touch on the ball that we said Kadarrell Hodge may or may not should have caught
right.
in week one. So, like, D's entitled to his opinion. He feels it maybe.
You ain't buying it.
Some of the throws did look a little wonky, and Arch is a quarterback, so it's always the receiver screwed up. But no, Arch brings up some valid points about running the route. But Pitts is open. We've got to get the ball to Pitts. I want quick hits. If they're doing the things which we're worried about, like Tampa did, Carl, slants, quick hits, balls out, you know? And we'll talk more about what Art said about the, you know, we mentioned play action. They actually ran just under a third of their plays were play action pass.
Yeah. And most of it, though, still out of the pistol.
Right.
Right? That's the other part. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. And this hour is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center, Kennesaw. Before we let you hear Coach talking about looking ahead to the Panthers, the Falcons brought in cornerback Keith Taylor. They're signing him to the practice squad. This happened today. Taylor was with the team, by the way, for those who don't remember, in the spring and through training camp, then released before the season started. So we've got some other guys on our practice squad, right, that I think from a corner position we feel really good about. Why is this important? Because it feels like A.J. Terrell is not going to be available. Now, it's Tuesday. We said this last week. Darnell, is he going to be available? Drake. Different situation when you see a guy go down with a hamstring in the game the way he did, and then you figure, okay, well, how much rest, Mike, ice, heat, whatever you're doing, right, whatever the treatment plan is, and then is he running out there for 45 snaps or 50 snaps on Sunday?
That doesn't sound about right. You said it. The injury, you see a guy when he's like, the way that A.J. looked coming off the field, it looked a little funky.
Well, I didn't know what sound it looked or hurt, it felt like because we couldn't hear, but if it was me,
Yeah.
Like the way he grabbed the back of his right. leg.
Now, again, we said, is that as bad as our friend Greg the ref who rolled up his hamstring like a party favor? He was trying to call a high school game a couple years back. But it's certainly with the hamstring, guys, and there's different grades to it, like anything else in injuries. But if it's, you know, one that, if it's two or three, it still takes a couple weeks. Rest.
Yeah.
You need rest. So they, Dave Archer joined us early. You can rewind on the Odyssey app, guys, at 3:20. He feels confident in getting some of the guys back. Clark Phillips coming back from the rib injury, who's familiar with us. We do have C.J. Henderson on the practice squad. Kobe Bryant with a C is also a guy we were impressed with.
Yes.
But did not make the actual roster to start this season. But the fact that you brought up, you know, they're bringing in a guy named Keith Taylor who's got starts in the league, maybe that means that AJ is going to be out for a minute.
I think so. No official word, but there will be a corresponding move if, in fact, that happens. And again, I'm sure that it'll be listed as a day-to-day thing from Raheem as we get up there tomorrow, but we will have a chance to talk to our head coach and also our player segment tomorrow up at Flower Branch. All right, one other thing. Speaking of coach, looking ahead to the Panthers, look, I'm petty. Not all the time. But when you get beat the way we got beat at the end of the season last year, it shouldn't sit right with you. And right. Especially from a defensive standpoint, Jesse was there, right? A bunch of Caden Ellis was there. There's a right. bunch of guys on this defense that played in that game were like, dude. And let's not forget, we still had a chance to make the playoffs in that game.
Yes.
And defensively, we played like hot garbage. So we're going up against the Carolina team, Mike, that Bryce Young, all of a sudden, he's throwing four or five touchdowns. We're like, who is this dude?
Right. And then he did throw three. Day-Day said, don't sleep on him. Three touchdowns. 300 yards last week in a losing effort. They're 0-2. So, again, you're getting a, here, kitty. You're getting a Panther that is backed up in a corner, literally, because you start 0-3. That's pretty much a death sentence in the NFL.
Yep.
And then you start looking at the odds of, like, how many few teams have actually made the playoffs starting 0-3. But, and I told you that guy that we call Baby Cam, who shows up at Hooters, you know, no wonder he
hadn't heard from him.
I said
heard from him.
I said, he said they'll finish higher than the Falcons, making $100. I don't, Look, I don't make bets for under a C note, okay? That's how bets are made by men.
Well, Jerome will never make a bet.
I was
going to
say.
He never makes a bet for more than $25.
Granted, I wanted 17 for Bama. But getting back to the Falcons, this is no duck walk, but I will say that the way we talked to Rick Stroud from Tampa Bay, Bucks were upset that they did not bring their best effort to beat us last year, and they got beat twice. I think this is a – I'm not saying we got bulletin board crap, but I think there's a message with Ra and the veterans, as you said. Jesse Bates, you mentioned. The guys are going to want to get up there. And we got embarrassed. That was a humiliating loss to end the season.
Yeah, it sucked. Here is Coach talking about looking ahead to the Carolina Panthers.
You know, obviously we got to go look at the tape. You know, it's a new year, new team, but, you know, they beat us last time. They make no mistake about it. They beat us last time with their quarterback and this head coach, you know, this defensive coordinator and all those guys, and a lot of guys I got a lot of respect for and, like, look forward to playing them, and it's going to be a great game, and I can't wait to get out there and do it. We're going to go through our process like we always do, come up with our solutions, come up with ideas, go out there and try to execute it and try to get another win.
We got a great Falcon rookie class. Again, tomorrow we were joking around earlier that we don't know who the player guest is just yet, along with Coach Raheem Morris. But again, if it's somebody from the defense, Carl, there's a pretty good shot that they either had an interception or a pick. So that'll be tomorrow's show. But look, Carolina, it's still a divisional rival. You know, as we said, you know, they beat us. It was ugly. We've seen some ugly games. Nothing uglier than the grenade toss with Marcus Mariota.
It'll live in infamy. It'll live forever.
I'm getting a lot of heat from Falcon fans. I mean, not heat, but I mean, there's going to be some heat. We're going to bring the heat. And it looks like we're going to have, best guess, about 5 to 6, maybe more thousand Falcon fans going to go get up there. It's an easy ticket.
It is.
In Charlotte, because those are passionless fans in a passionless city.
I don't disagree. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know.
Hey, I want to ask you later in the hour, too, about Coup. Why is it a done deal that Romo is our kicker?
I don't know. 90% is not good enough for me. We are going to talk to Grant, and then we're going to get back into the Falcons. And obviously, it's slow jam hour.
What was Grant's music for Knockin' Boots?
I'm not asking that. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, guys, as we wind down the season, a quick update on our Braves with Grant McCauley. And Grant, today the Braves win. They're in a series with the Nationals. I guess Matt Olson is the story, huh?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I was looking over the weekend when I did From the Diamond and just kind of wondering as we get this last couple of weeks, what are guys' lines going to look like at the end of the year? How do you kind of evaluate what was a good season, a down season, somewhere in the middle, which is the case, I think, for various guys. And I was just looking at it thinking, man, Matt Olson is going to have a tough time getting the 30 homers, and all he's done is homer in four straight games. So I think he's looking good, swinging the bat well. He's tied with Freddie Freeman for the most doubles in the National League now, so that's a whole nother, I think, I don't know if it's a conversation worth having, but just kind of verification that Matt's having a good year, and I think he's in line for a gold glove. So all things considered, I know this has been a season where we've been kind of looking for the bright spots where you can find them, and most of the time that bright spot's been named Drake Baldwin, but I do think that Olson's season overall, especially the consistency he's shown, especially over the second half, is something to build upon going into the offseason, of course, into next year.
Grant, I know we haven't had a chance to talk in a while with so much football going down, but and we'll talk more about Dabo's meltdown at a Clemson press conference coming up here, so stay tuned for that, and more on the Falcons and the kicking game. But just real quick, we've not seen – I can't remember a Ronald Acuna slump like this in, like, forever. And whether it's OPS or average, just everything's just kind of gone south the last month and a half.
Yeah, like he had never really had one in terms of hitless streak like the one that he broke up on the recent homestand. I think it was an 0-for-23, if I remember right, maybe more than that, a couple more. But either way, that's not the Ronald Acuna Jr. that we're accustomed to seeing. I mean, even when he's in one of his colder stretches, he always seems to find a way to get on base, to wreak a little bit of havoc there, to do some other things. And it just felt like he had kind of reached the bottom, if you will, as far as the slump was concerned. But starting to swing back the other direction, homered last night. That, of course, is a welcome sight. A couple of more hits today in game one of the doubleheader. So, you know, he's got this next, 11, 12 games, whatever it is now, over the final 2 weeks to maybe end his season on a bright note. And I think the most important thing, and I know we've talked a lot about Ronald Acuna Jr. and his health and his future, is that he gets into the offseason, has a normal winter, and comes back to spring training primed to be, I think, the player everybody, including Ronald Acuna Jr., expects to see.
What's your projection on Profar? I mean, for what you've seen, I mean, I think we all believe, okay, he can do this and at a high level in which we, you know, went out and paid the money to get him. Obviously, the 80 games didn't hurt. But, like, as you project, well, what do you see? Is he going to come back and have a 30 home run kind of year next year? Do you feel that way?
I don't know if it's that in terms of the power, but I think we've seen, and it's a large sample size now. I mean, we're talking about basically the last month and a half going on 2 months in a leadoff spot, that he is a useful hitter who does work counts, who does have power, and that maybe, you know, expecting that, hey, that 80-game suspension just means that last year was ill-gotten gains and he's not able to do that stuff, that doesn't seem to be the case at all. I think he's a net positive in the lineup because of his versatility, switch hitting, and, like I said, working at bats and all those things. I don't foresee him being the leadoff hitter next year, but I always kind of thought, well, when he went out and got Profar, doesn't he profile as a really ideal number two hitter?
Right.
Then maybe it allows you to slide Matt Olson down into the three spot. Maybe Austin Riley's a cleanup guy, or maybe you flip-flop those guys, however it, you know, shakes out. But useful hitter with 20-plus homer power and the ability to draw walks, those are hard to find, and hopefully Profar is able to do that without having to miss half the year in any of the two seasons remaining on his deal.
Talking to our man, G-Mac, Grant McCauley. By the way, he's part of the Falcons broadcast coming up as well this weekend here on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, Grant, is Snicker coming back?
That's a great question, and I don't know that we have the answer to it. And I thought on this last homestand we were going to get some kind of indication. Alex Anthopoulos was asked about it. I was there. He basically deferred to Brian Snicker and said, look, it's not for me to say. It's for him. These are conversations we'll definitely have this winter. But we haven't made a decision, and I'm certainly not going to pressure him to announce his retirement. It was basically the too long didn't read version of that. Then when we asked Snit about it, it just sounded like he's still in that process of wanting to make the decision about managing versus just being back in some capacity for year number 50. There's no question he's going to be in the organization. It's just, are the Braves focused on making that change, and is Brian Snitker ready to kind of step out of that role into something different? It's not up to Brian Snicker 100%. Obviously, it's the Braves' call, and the discussions that they're going to have, I think, are going to happen pretty quick after the offseason. I just kind of got the feeling that if he was truly going to step away, that we'd know by now. And now I'm just kind of starting to wonder if, like he said, if there's not a little bit of unfinished business in not wanting to go out of his managerial kind of active coaching role career on the kind of season that the Braves had this season.
All right, Grant, they continue this series against the Nationals. One last thing for me before we let you go. Strider, what do you think? Looking like Strider?
I think he is, and I think he's making the progress that he needs to make, and that was important. This last outing, I believe, the 8 strikeouts across the 6 innings at home, that was a good one to see because the strikeouts really hadn't been there. It was the previous 4 starts in the month of August. He had 8 strikeouts across 4 starts. That was not Spencer Strider. Then he really bounced back. It was against the Chicago Cubs, that particular start that I'm talking about. I think just like we've talked about with Ronald Acuña Jr., Spencer Strider's in that category where when you have a major injury that costs you a lot of time and you come back in the next season and you don't maybe feel like yourself yet, this winter is going to be big for him to strength train, to build himself up. I still think he'll add a little bit of velocity, but it's finding the ways to refine his pitch mix and do the things that he needs to get back to being that Spencer Strider from a couple of years ago. He's capable of doing it, and I think we're primed to see a little bit more of the, if you want to call it vintage Strider, it's not like he's that far along in his career, but looking a little bit more like the guy we expect to see.
All right, Grant, great stuff, man. We'll talk to you at the end of the week and see where this is. And certainly, as we wind down, we're watching progress. As you said, that's kind of where we're at with the Braves. Good win today, though, against the Nationals. Appreciate you, Grant.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. All right, guys, coming up, Mike mentioned it, we're going to hear Dabo Swinney because guys hit us up when you played that soundbite in the 4 o'clock hour, and they were like, is this like something, is this, no, it's not an AI. This is Dabo.
I'm getting all the text messages. I'm praying for you. Everybody's sending me devotions. And
it's Dabo.
No, this is real. And then one thing, well, we got a second, we were talking about, we didn't get a chance to wrap this in our Falcons report. Why is it still, and we'll ask Coach tomorrow, Carl, with our man. Why is it 90% on the kicker? Real quick, explain about how the roster works because there's only so many opportunities. They're going to use Parker Romo before they have to kind of come to Jesus moment, if you will, about what they're going to do with the kicking game.
Yeah, you get 3 opportunities to elevate guys from the practice squad, and you know, you use those sparingly, right? This is why roster management is such a big deal.
It's like call-ups in the show in Major League Baseball.
That's right, and we take it for granted. You only get 6 of those, Mike, and then all of a sudden you got to make a decision. So I feel like they're saying this because this is another reason why Koo's still here. This is why they haven't released Koo. I mean, like, if you feel like that's the answer, they're saying, wait a minute, we're not sure yet if we're going to do that. This was the right decision for this week, and I agree. I think it's the right decision for next week. But if you do that, Mike, now you might be limiting yourself to how this ultimately ends with Parker Romo. So just from a personnel standpoint and roster management is what they're looking at. It has nothing to do with whether we think he's the better kicker right now.
Right, because, I mean, I think a lot of Falcon fans, we talked about what happened with the 49ers when their kicker couldn't get the job done. Adios, because they were already dealing with some issues with him from the previous season, as we are and have with Koo. And I had it's funny because we talk about the audience, and I get it. We get everybody who's cold-hearted like I am. It's about wins and losses, and I don't give a crap about your feelings. Blank your feelings about Koo. I'm sorry. I'll find another kicker. Now, granted, some teams have been hamstrung by the kicker situation. Pardon the pun, hamstrung. But you get the idea.
Yes, yes, yes.
But, I mean, but you've shown the inability to do your job.
No mercy from you.
I just don't care. These guys are like, Koo won us. Yes, he won us some big games. It resulted in no trips to the playoffs.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, I mean, when Koo hit that game winner to send us to the Super Bowl, oh, that never freaking happened.
No.
You know, I mean, it's if anything, Koo is just another extension of how inept our offense was over the years when you and I would say,
kick it
over the 50, like we used to with Matt Bryant.
Well, we could score.
Right. So if Parker, look, here's the deal. You got an audition indoors where he did kick last year. He made it. He made all his kicks. Now it's outdoors. It's not like it's going to be a tsunami. I think weather looks to be pretty beautiful up in Charlotte. But if we get Parker Romo to hit all his kicks outdoors, then what more do you need to see, right?
Yeah, make the switch.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. I just think this is insurance, what they're doing right now.
But I get what you're saying about the roster. By the way, the Big Lebowski's been on like HBO like 70 times this week.
You're just showing it.
Every time I get John Goodman, am I wrong?
Can I ask you something,
man,
too?
Come on, I had a rough night, and I hate the Eagles, man.
Why is it that I continue to put, and this is real talk, why I continue to pay for HBO and they continue to show movies that I've seen 8 million times?
All right. If my wife is listening, say it again.
I'm paying for HBO and we've seen this movie 8 million times. Like, I'm looking for new releases.
Right.
I haven't seen. And by the way, HBO doesn't have a signature show anymore.
Right.
Game of Thrones has been done, okay? Where's the next signature show?
I need.
Why am I paying for HBO?
We got to cut the cord. And my wife's like, no, the internet's not reliable. And literally, over the weekend, I was watching that Giants Cowboys game, the back and forth, and Russell Wilson drops back to pass, and then, boom, it's gone. The wheel is spinning because we're watching the TVs outdoors off my phone. I'm so ready to cut the cord. You know, literally, but the old Springsteen song, 57 channels and nothing on.
Yeah, there isn't.
And I love the Big Lebowski, but I've seen it 1,000 times.
It's the problem. It is the problem. This right here was on another level.
Oh, yeah.
It was on the tape as well.
Day-Day, would you stop? What song was it on this mixtape that you made back in the day?
I had Moments of Love. I had Prince, Insatiable.
Oh. That was like the 12-minute version.
What?
Man, you were really getting it in, man.
Oh, man, listen, if I was selling these things back then, I would have probably got my tuition paid.
We need to bring back the Day-Day Soul Train podcast, you know, where Day-Day gives you his chips.
Shout out to all my Morris Brown Brownites out there. They know. Wilkes Hall, y'all know. Y'all know what I used to do.
We're coming back.
I mean, is this how you got your girl? You were the master of love music? The master of love music, Carl.
I love
it. It's a quiet storm with Day-Day.
This come and talk to me right here?
Oh.
Oof. All right. Dabo Swinney, you got to hear it if you haven't heard it. It's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So it's become kind of like the after hours love.
It's Day-Day's mix CD.
It really is. This is a whole other side of Day-Day. Yeah. I mean,
like we're literally over here just like every time, like everything's starting to pop up. It's like really starting to come back. And this is another song. After Seven, Babyface's brother and what, cousin was in this group.
Oh, yeah.
This was on here. Man, I had some Mint Condition on there. Like, I used to, man, listen, there's probably some dudes that are still with their girls from college because of me.
Oh, wow.
Hey, now.
You taking that credit.
Wow.
I'm taking that credit.
You know what? Day-Day is now known as the baby maker. He does his part. No, I mean, we had this discussion every now and again. It'll crop up because we were joking around. We were talking about Robert Redford's legacy. Robert Redford passed away at age 89. And Carl, we were talking about his, you know, how he stayed, you know, vibrant in his career and even at the end. Guy hit us up on the text line, said he loves Spy Game. Every time Spy Game's on. Great movie.
It is.
I'm with you. And then we talked to Carl mentioned in the 90s, Indecent Proposal. And Sharday, No Ordinary Love. I love. See, Sharday was my go-to because I was doing Top 40 radio back in the day. We get all the CDs. So, but my thing, I was on the new wave tip, Day-Day. So it was like Roxy Music, Brian Ferry, Sharday, some New Order, you know. Depeche Mode, certain songs. You know, there was more, you know, yeah. So, but for this, I mean, this is universal. Even people who, you know, went to Pace Academy know this, Carl.
Well, I don't know about that, but I will say, like...
well, they got scholarship kids.
Of course. Shy? You guys remember Shy, right? That song?
Yeah.
So it's funny, you brought this up, and we're going to let you hear Dabo Swinney in 1 second, but this conversation inside the show today is just kind of ongoing. But one time, I was trying to play that at home, and it was like, it wouldn't play. And then Michelle was like, she read somewhere that it's one of the songs that you can't stream or something, like because of, you know, the fees or whatever. I don't know how that all works, but right. At the end of the day, like some of these old school songs you're talking about, but if I ever fall in love, I don't know if you can pull that up. Oh, but that's one that, like, to Mike's point, everybody should know. Because a lot of these songs were radio hits, too. That was the other thing, because radio was a lot different back then.
Right.
All right, man. as we talk about...
By the way, real quick, got to give a shout out. I don't know if every once in a while he listens, but a guy that I work with, my first radio job at HB 107, Hampton Bays 107, guy named, anyway, M. Cameron Grant, that was, and he did what Day-Day did. And this dude, he kind of looks like Keith David, the actor.
Yeah.
And this guy spent time in the military, so he was a late bloomer getting into radio.
Okay.
And he wound up out in the Midwest. I want to say, I don't know if he was in Chicago or Kansas City, but he had the pipes, and it was like, and his tag was Mr. Champagne. It was like the perfect for, like, you know, that late night and the ladies. And I can't tell you how many times, like, I would be getting off work at 7 when I worked 7 to midnight, and he'd be coming in. A different woman would drive him to work every day.
Yeah, no doubt.
Pick him up at the train every day.
Look,
Mr. Champagne was getting it in.
Those late night overnight guys, they had game.
Yes.
Like for real. Like that.
That's what Venus Flytrap was based on at KRP,
right?
When
I first got in the business, man, like that was one of those shifts. Like, who the hell wants to work midnight? I'll do it. I'll be happy to do it.
That cat, I can't tell you every time he crashed on my couch. Like, I can't make it back, Mike. Okay, I got you. I got you, Mr. Champagne.
No, it's true, man. All right, dude. Let's hear from Dabo. Why is this important? Why is this a big deal? Because Dabo goes in after being asked a question about the program, and Mike played this earlier today in Guy Talk. If you missed any of the segments, by the way, you can go back, rewind on the Odyssey app. Great segment with our boys, pardon the pun, Water Boys stopped by, B. Rich and Trey. We had a lot of fun with them, and they're going to be regulars on the show as well. But Mike, when you played this the first time, I was like, how long is he going to go on and on about this?
Yeah, because we had that quote where last year he's doing the call-in show where a guy goes to Tyler from Spartanburg or something, and he went off. Look, when you build a program, and this happens all the time, the expectations go through the roof. Saban built it and just maintained it and lost great assistant coaches and brought more in. He then became, like as you said, the Saban car wash, where guys who maybe had a checkered resume, it gets cleaned up, whether
right
it's
guys.
Lane Kiffin or Sarkisian, you know, and it just keeps on trucking. Dabo, I think, has hit an impasse with his offensive-minded coaches and coordinators,
all
in my mind.
All right, so here's – and I'll say this, too, because this is what I feel like, Mike. The difference between Dabo and Saban, and it has nothing to do with winning championships – the foundation of the program never changed with Saban because at heart, I think he was more than just a motivator.
Right.
He was a real coach who understood what he wanted to do and how to achieve it. Dabo is a great recruiter who is a motivator, who then relied on guys to come in and install their systems. Brent Venables, who's now at Oklahoma, Brent was with him for over a decade. That is a different approach, Mike. And when those guys leave, that's why guys can leave Saban's program and there was no fall off. He still knew what he wanted. Here's Dabo today, guys, defending what his record is and what he's done at Clemson.
What's so bad about our program? What's so bad about it? Like, what's so bad about the worst season that we've had 14 years? How many programs in college football would sign up for one, and only once, 14 years of 9 wins? How many programs would sign up for that? And the playoffs, so we all talk about, we've been 7 times in 10 years. Who can say that? If we stink because we haven't played for the national championship since January of 20, well, I guess we stink. Or we haven't won it since January of 19. We haven't won the national championship. Well, then I guess we stink.
Oh, boy.
But why are we held to a different standard from all these other teams out there who ain't ever won nothing? We're not perfect. And we may suck this year. We may lay a freaking egg and go 6-6. But I don't think so. And I know that's going to disappoint a lot of people. But I don't think so. I know it's bad because I get in all the text messages, I'm praying for you, everybody's sending me devotions, and you're going to get through this. And, you know, that's when I know it's bad. That's how I feel it, because I don't read it. I don't. I know people say that. I promise you I don't. When it's bad, I don't read nothing. This ain't the worst thing that's happened to me in my life, and it won't be. And it won't be for these players. It's a bad moment, you know, because we take pride in what we do and we're competitive. But this ain't the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life. Is criticism and all that. And listen, I get it. And it's warranted because people care. And I love being at a program that people care and it matters. That doesn't bother me. I get all that. I spent 13 years at Alabama. So I had thick skin when I showed up here at Clemson. If they want me gone, if they tired of winning, they can send me on the way because that's all we've done is win. So if they tired of winning, we've won this league 8 out of the last 10 years. Is that not good? I'm just asking, is that good? I don't know if that's good or not. To win your league 8 out of 10 years, to go to the playoffs 7 out of 10 years, to be in 4 national championships, win it twice. Yeah, we're a little down right now. Take your shots, but I got a long memory, in case y'all don't know. We'll be all right. We'll bounce back. And, hey, listen, I mean, if Clemson's tired of winning, they can send me on my way, but I'm going to go somewhere else and coach. I ain't going to the beach. Hell, I'm 55. I got a long way to go. Y'all going to have to deal with me for a while. I got a long way to go. I'm just getting going. I'm just now good enough to be a head coach. I'm just now figuring it out. So we'll be around a while. Let's hang in there.
As you said, and we talked about this earlier, you know, you create a monster that consumes you if you don't get back to, you know, you got to basically go 12-2 or 14-1 or 15-0. And then people expect that every year. And when you lose 4 games 2 years in a row,
yep,
and you can't beat your in-state rival, they turn on you like a rabid dog or a rabid tiger in this case. And that's what he's dealing with. But I just don't think it helps him to go full Richard Nixon. You're all against me. You know, and that's – you just – he knows. He's been there. Remember when he got hired, everyone's like, what? This guy's a glorified cheerleader. You know, everyone – I know you're frustrated with Tommy Bowden, but who's this guy? Well, he did it. But, Carl, to me, he built it with great consistent, amazing assistant coaches, and I think there's a gap. How are you not ready for LSU? How is Klubnik not prepared for LSU? That goes back to your coaches, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, as I said, fundamentally, he's not wrong. There was before Dabo, right, and there's after.
And he's been amazing.
He has. So when you talk about the winning part of it and what's so bad about the program, it's not that. But now you've created this standard. Kirby has created a standard. Let Kirby and the Dogs win 6 games next season. It's a problem. Like, we're not going to sit here and be like, well, what? We will be asking, what's going on with Kirby? Right. What happened with Kirby? What's good? It's just what you've built. There's something to be proud about that, where you build it to such a degree where everybody just expects you to win 10, 12 games a year. But I do think, Mike, that you got to be the bigger person in this. And that's where Dabo made the mistake today, to like dive into this. He allowed the hate to flow. Right. He allowed all of that to come out as if this has been sitting there on his mind and maybe even on his heart for a long time. Dude, that didn't sound like that wasn't prepared. It sounded like he had been sitting in his office saying, if they ask me this damn question, I'm going to tell them how I feel today. Either way, they're 0-2. It doesn't look like they're a playoff team. I think they
won. 1-2. Beat Troy. Grinded
Detroit. Excuse me. They won last week. 5% chance to win after they lost the Georgia Tech game. 5% chance to get to the national title or into the playoffs. It's slim pickings right now. And I don't know how good, to be honest with you, the ACC is as a whole. Georgia Tech, to me, guys, could win the ACC and probably should. Outside of Miami, who are we talking about?
Yeah, Miami really looks good. Florida State, I mean, again, they've had a couple of weeks of nothing, literally nothing. And then they got a road trip to UVA, and then they got Miami. So there's a trip-up game at UVA, and then Miami. We're going to see how they handle Tallahassee, because Florida State, could you really be great, terrible, great, and be the poster boys for the portal? Virginia Tech just fired Brent Pry. He was terrible.
He was terrible.
Couldn't do anything. You know what they're saying, by the way, sidebar on this one? Because I think, Mike Vick, this is his first year at Norfolk State, that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say, let's capture lightning in a bottle, like Colorado did with Dion, and get Mike Vick into Blacksburg. Because Shane Beamer, you brought up a great point. Not on any given Saturday, Shane Beamer's basically saying, talking about I don't want to go fill my dad's legacy.
No, he's.
I mean, I'm not going to go do that and take all that expectation in Blacksburg.
Well, everybody assumes that you want to follow in your dad's footsteps. Why? Your dad's the greatest coach in ever to be at that university. That you'll never match that.
Right. Now, you could argue, though, it's still easier to win in Virginia Tech if you can do it, you know, recruit-wise, because South Carolina, you're still looking up at five or six teams consistently, you know, year after year.
Yeah. We will dive deeper into some more college football tomorrow. Very interesting stuff there at Clemson with Dabo. But I get his point. I just feel like, you know what? He gave in today. And he really let you know inside how he's feeling about this. That comment, Mike, about if they won't let me go,
right.
That's how you feel when you're talking to your bosses and they done pissed you off and you're like, you can let me go. I can go somewhere else. Like, there's no reason right. to say that. Dabo is well taken care of at Clemson. No, there's no reason. He could do those things, but they're not going to let him go. They understand the situation.
Right, but that's the thing. I mean, go back and look at it, guys. You know, for 30-some-odd years, it was, you know, putting guys in the NFL but never getting it done. It was the same argument you and I, first show you and I did. I said, Clemson's Georgia, Georgia's Clemson. You know, when are they going to get up to that level they need to be? You know, because Tommy Bowden wasn't that guy, and they were living back they were going back to 1981 and living in the past. And then this guy is, you're beating Alabama. You're in the championship every year. You know, it is tough because you build that monster and it comes back and it bites you. But when he does go, I'll go somewhere else, I can imagine, I said to you, that's like a dog whistle, Alabama.
Yeah.
Because if DeBoer continues to struggle, they'll be Alabama fans saying, let's go get Dabo over here.
And if I'm the AD, I call him in and go, do you want to go somewhere else? Because you don't need to be saying that. Doesn't help us.
No.
Mike, we're trying to get people to come, recruits to come.
And now you're going full Richard Nixon. You don't have me to kick around anymore.
I remember
Jim Moore went on the radio in Seattle, said that Washington was his dream job.
Yeah.
Arthur Blank's like, you can have it.
Exactly. All right, man, we got to get out of the way. We got to clear our throat.
Throat.
Well, he's got all the slow jams on in there. Big shout out to B. Rich and Trey. Thanks for stopping by the Water Boys. Our dudes. Go listen to what they had to say. Very fun stuff with those guys today. Our man Dave Archer stopped by as well. And Connor Riley, very good insight into the Dogs. I said, who do you blame for giving up almost 500 yards? Go hear what he had to say. It's all online at Odyssey.com. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell. Don't miss any of our content, all right? Tomorrow, we're at Flowery. What is Coach Rod talking about? How do we get ready to go into this Carolina game?
What's this coup kicking situation, too? Well, I want to get that going.
Player segment as well. We got a lot to get to tomorrow. Make sure you join us starting at 2 o'clock. Big O, great job as always. Day-Day! I don't even know what to say about you today. Executive producer and Mike Bell, man. We got to get out of the way. Turtles coming up, 6 o'clock. Mike, clear your throat.
Hey, man. Tom Brady was not in violation of any NFL rules by jumping into the coach's booth and slapping on a headset to hear the play calls. Apparently, if you're a minority owner, you can do that. Never seen Warwick Dunn up in the Falcons coach's box. But that's Tom Brady. You know what Tom Brady is in violation of? Making bad television. Maybe I had expectations that were too lofty because Tom Carl, he pees excellence with everything he does. I thought he might be a new age Johnny Miller or something better than what we've had. But he's not better than Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen's better than Brady. Hell, Romo's better than Brady. I mean, there's a lot of guys that just do a really good job. Tom Brady has not reinvented television. Maybe it's best for everybody. Just goes focus on the Raiders.
When I told you I wanted to get rid of the tush push, it's funny. Because now everybody wants to get rid of the tush push. You've got Dean Blandino on a live broadcast going, I'm done with this. Well, you see guys jumping off sides. You see it not being enforced. It's not being called. And then when the Eagles ran the tush push five times in the fourth quarter against the Kansas City Chiefs in what was a rock fight,
right?
It's not aesthetically pleasing. I've said this.
And they're all offsides.
It's entertainment. I don't need you to run five quarterback sneaks. That's boring. I think the owners finally get it. For those who voted yes, they'll be voting no this offseason. Trust me this time. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you never had one of Day-Day's mixtape. That's why you get no juice in college.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.